7 years after Eric and Lyle Menendez shot their wealthy parents to death in the family living room, their punishment has been decided. Yesterday, the same jury that found the brothers guilty of first-degree murder recommended the two brothers spend the rest of their lives in prison without the possibility of parole. From Los Angeles, NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
Under California law, both Eric and Lyle Menendez were eligible for the death penalty in the brutal murders of their parents, but Richard Dieter of the Death Penalty Information Center in Washington, D.C. says the penalty jurors meted out to the brothers is not the least bit lenient when compared to other death penalty cases.
It fits well within the usual expectations. That is, it is rare that the death penalty is given in the intra-family murders, whether that be children murdering parents or vice versa, or husbands and wives. People on juries understand some of the broad emotions, powerful angers, and deep-seated problems that families have.
And the several Menendez jurors willing to talk bore out that notion. Jurors said they considered certain standard mitigating circumstances, the young age of the defendants at the time of the crime, the fact that they hadn't committed any previous crimes. And they also took into consideration, said juror Andrew Wolfberg, what kind of parents were victims Kitty and Jose Menendez.
I know some of the attorneys argued and stated that normal families, the kids don't kill their parents. And that was a factor. It was obvious that they had situations going on in that family that were out of the norm.
Jurors spoke of seemingly mundane problems, such as how controlling Jose Menendez was as a father, how much pressure was put on oldest son Lyle. But they also focus on what has come to be known as the abuse excuse, the Menendez brothers' claims of sexual and psychological abuse at the hands of their parents. And while the stories didn't sway this jury on the question of the crime, it did sway them, said juror Leslie Hillings, when it came to the punishment.
We did think there was psychological abuse to some extent. I think most of us believed that.
It's true. Yeah.
Sexual abuse, I don't think we will ever know if that's true or not.
In arriving at its decision of life instead of death, jurors had to put aside the terrible details of the murders that led them to a guilty verdict, as well as some powerful rhetoric on the part of the prosecution. During closing arguments, for instance, the prosecution displayed a chart depicting the scales of justice. On one side, portraits of parents Kitty and Jose were pinned over gruesome photos of their bloody bodies, while the opposite side held the words, "Too much tennis, not enough hugs." But death penalty expert Richard Dieter says that the fact that mercy won out is also not so unusual.
You know, sometimes when a murder is so horrible, the thought of adding more deaths onto it, that is, the deaths of those defendants, can be repulsive. So sometimes the very horror of the, you know, this whole family tragedy needs to be stopped, ended, okay, this is it, we're going to punish them. I think society sometimes says enough, especially in these family situations.
Eric and Lyle Menendez will be formally sentenced to life in prison on July 2nd, but that's not the end of the case. Defense attorneys say they plan to appeal. In Los Angeles, I'm Renee Montaigne.